This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend, Junior. Subject, smoke and mirrors. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in a long distance relationship with a man that my daughter hooked me up with. He's a bodybuilder and my daughter met him at her gym. She said she was looking in the mirror working out when he came and stood in front of her to see himself in the mirror. She said, other than being vain, he's extremely quiet and nerdy. He and I talked a lot in the beginning, and it was fun to have someone to talk to. I overlooked the fact that every time we talked, he was smoking weed or had just had some weed or was planning to smoke weed at any minute. After a few months of doing video chats, he wanted to see me. I told him he could come visit me at my house, but he insisted that I come visit him, especially since my daughter lives in the same city. He bought me a ticket and asked me to stay at his house. I planned to stay in his guest room, but I left after he told me what he had planned for the weekend. As he showed me around his house, I saw condoms on his nightstand, and I was totally turned off by the floor-to-ceiling mirrors in his bedroom. He asked what I was into sexually, and I was shocked because we'd never talked about fetishes and role-playing. He told me what he wanted to do to me sexually, and he said we could watch ourselves in the mirrors while we did it. I got an Uber right away and went to my daughter's apartment. He hasn't called or texted me since, but he told my daughter I am too shy and hard to get along with. Should I explain the smoke and mirrors to my daughter or let her keep thinking that the breakup was all my fault? Please help. Who cares what he says? That's what I say. Who cares? And why do you feel compelled to tell your daughter anything? Because she introduced you to this loser? That still doesn't make you obligated. It's simply not her business. You can just say that it didn't work out and keep it moving. What I don't get is why you didn't stay at your daughter's house instead of with the man you hardly knew. I mean, you say you're in a long-distance relationship with him, but you're not in it. You just talk to this guy. You're not in a relationship with this man. You know, you only know a couple of things about this guy. One is that he smokes weed all of the time. Your daughter's house would have been the choice. That would have been a safer, smarter situation for you to be in since you were traveling. And I'm glad you got out of his house when you did, because that could have been, it could have worked out crazy for you. Could have been dangerous. You don't know. Then you get to his house and realize he only wanted sex from you, and that's it. Really, Mom, I think you need to slow down, sis, because you don't know what you want. I mean, you were insulted with the mirrors and the condoms on the nightstand. I mean, he could have at least put those up, but he didn't. You didn't do enough homework or research on this guy to know what it was going to be, what was going to be waiting for you when you got off that plane. You went from video chatting with him, thinking you're in some sort of long distance relationship with this guy, to staying at his house. I mean, it sounds a little crazy. And I don't want you out here acting desperate in these streets, because this is what you can end up with. Wall-to-wall mirrors, condoms on the nightstand, and a man saying to you that you can watch yourselves while you have sex. What? You don't even know him like that. Again, I'm glad you left early. I hope you learned what not to do in the future. Steve?
Well, it's a lot to unpack here, but really nothing to unpack.
This is a woman. And see, I'm interested in what she's not saying. So let's go. I'm in a long-distance relationship with a man that my daughter hooked me up with. He's a bodybuilder. My daughter met him at her gym. She said she was looking in the mirror at herself working out. He came, stood in front of her to see himself in the mirror. She said, other than being vain, he's extremely quiet and nerdy. Okay. Other than being vain, he's extremely quiet and nerdy. Do that make sense to
you? That doesn't go together.
Not at all. It Mm-mm. just don't go together at all. Therefore, I think your daughter gave you initially a bad read. But you took the time to start talking and FaceTiming and stuff, and you got an even worse read on this guy. You said he and I talked a lot in the beginning. It was fun to have someone to talk to. Let's stop for a minute. What did you just say?
You heard it.
It was fun to have someone to talk to. Where have you been in? Where have you been locked away? Have you been indisposed? Have you been at a convent?
Right.
Have you been up in the mountains at a retreat? Have you just retired from being a monk in a Buddhist temple? What did you get? It was nice to have somebody to talk to. So what she's not saying is she was lonely. I think that's what the hookup was. I overlooked the fact that every time we talked, he was smoking weed or had just
He was smoking weed or had just smoked weed or was planning to smoke weed at any minute. Point is,
see, that didn't make no sense to me. I overlooked the fact that every time we talked, he was smoking weed or had just had some weed or was planning to smoke weed at any minute.
Smoky.
The nerd that's vain, loves himself, quiet, nerdy,
smoke weed
all the damn time.
All the time. That's all she knew about him. All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, to today's letter at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is smoke and mirrors. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, smoke and mirrors.
Here's a woman who is obviously extremely lonely. Her daughter lives out of state, meets this man at the gym. She was working out, looking at herself in the mirror. He came and stood in front of her. They met each other. She introduced him to her mom, saying, other than being vain, he's really quiet and nerdy. That don't go together. Vain people are very rarely quiet or nerdy. Your daughter does not know how to assess people. You meet the man, y'all get on the phone, y'all start talking. He and I talked a lot in the beginning, and it was fun to have someone to talk to. What? What? So, who are you? It was fun to have someone to talk to. Okay. Damn, where you been, lady? I overlooked the fact that every time we talked, he was smoking weed or had just had some weed or was planning to smoke weed at any minute. Where is the nerdy, quiet person at? Hard talk when you're smoking that damn much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And hell, he might not be quiet. He might just be sleepy a lot. After a few months of doing video chats, he wanted to see me. I told him he could come visit me at my house, but he insisted that I come visit him, especially since my daughter lives in the same city. Okay, that kind of makes sense. He bought me a ticket and asked me to stay at his house. I planned to stay in his guest room. What? Anybody flew you out here for that?
All right.
Who flew you out there to stay in the guest room?
Right.
If you're going to stay in the guest room, we can just stay, keep on with these video chats. Because at least I can talk to you while we in this bedroom. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, well, I guess I'll come on and go then. But I left after he told me what he had planned for the weekend. Mm-hmm. As he showed me around his house, I saw condoms on his nightstand, and I was totally turned off by the floor-to-ceiling mirrors in his bedroom. Well, I don't see what's wrong with that. Yeah, daughter told you he was vain.
Vain.
He a bodybuilder. He got to see himself when he get up. But he has some other plans for you. Now, you turned off by the floor-to-ceiling mirrors in the bedroom. I kind of like that myself. I don't have it, but
and the
sounds sexy to me. Mm-hmm. He asked me what I was into sexually, and I was shocked because we never talked about fetishes and role playing. Well, but you have talked about sex. Mm-hmm. See, that's what she didn't put in that. Y'all just didn't discuss fetishes and role playing.
But everything else.
Yeah. But you lying if you think all them video chats and sex ain't come up. That's not true. He told me what he wanted to do to me sexually, and he said we could watch ourselves in the mirror while we did it. That's what the floor-to-ceiling mirrors is for. Mm-hmm. That's what them condoms is on that table for. Mm-hmm. You ought to see what's in the drawers, though. See, you ain't even see that.
Facts, Steve Harvey.
There's some stuff in that drawers, though. I got an Uber right away and went to my daughter's apartment, where you should have been in the first place.
Thank you.
He hasn't called or texted me since then. Well, what he gonna say? So, should I explain this? Okay, hold on. He ain't called or texted me since then, but he told my daughter I'm too shy and hard to get along with. Wait a minute. This is the quiet nerd that just told your daughter that you too shy and hard to get along with. Your daughter has a poor assessment of men, but like Shirley said, what do you care what the hell he think or what your daughter think?
Yeah.
Let your daughter date him. She like going to the gym. She like looking at herself in the mirror. I don't really see what you want us to do. So, should I let my daughter keep thinking that the breakup was all my fault? Please help. You really don't have a problem. You're not going back up there. You're not into fetishes and role playing. You don't like looking at yourself in the mirror because you probably get out of bed and, you know, I'm like, cool, walking towards it. But when you turn sideways in that floor-to-ceiling mirror, whoo, it throw your ass into something.
You're so stupid.
Why is he so... Now, what does that
That's what she
like,
don't like.
Steve? What does that we sound like when you turn to the side?
Dude, you be walking to me, you be going, all right, now. Then you turn to the side and you go, whoo. It'd be like, you know, it just creep out. It's just too, you know.
Shocking.
Okay. It is shocking. And so that's what it is. And so, you know, I don't know what to tell you, lady. You really don't have a problem. I tell my daughter the truth, actually.
Yeah.
I flew out here. We had discussed sex, but we didn't discuss fetishes and role playing.
Didn't tell your daughter
that. Obviously, big boy
tell
over
your
here.
Daughter that?
Uh-uh.
Well, big boy wanted to put some straps on me.
Oh, no!
And have me swinging back and forth. And every time I swung into him, you knew what was going to happen.
Listen, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter
podcast. Personally, I didn't think the swing was big enough.
On demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!